welcome to another edition of Water Wellness and the importance that water has in our lives. Today, Andy will delve into the important things to know about your septic system.
Yeah, thanks, Elizabeth. And hello. Yeah, you know, septic systems, most people probably don't think about, but they're a very important tool in wastewater treatment.
Andy, how many homes have septic systems?
Well, interestingly, there's a lot more septic systems out there than you might imagine. So about 22-23% of U.S. homes, and that's about 30 million homes, have septic systems.
Are they a good option to treat wastewater?
They are. In fact, a septic system can be as effective or even more effective than a wastewater treatment plant if they have the what's called the advanced treatment units, or what we call in Maryland best available technology, or BAT. Those systems are very effective in reducing nutrients and organics, but even a conventional system, which is a septic tank, a distribution box, and the drain field or the soil dispersal area, can be effective if it's obviously well maintained.
Can you put a septic system anywhere?
Oh, that's a really good question. And unfortunately, there are sites or lots that are just not suitable for a septic system. And that may be because they have a high water table or they have very poor quality soil. Soil is a very important part of a septic system. So it's treated in the tank or the advanced treatment unit, and then it's dispersed over the soil, and it's there where it's needs to infiltrate into the soil, and that's where it gets a lot of its treatment.
That's the drain field, right?
That's the drain field portion,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, every site is unique because, again, of the soil quality. And so we have some soils, for example, a real tight clay where water would not infiltrate, and therefore a septic system is just not suitable for that particular site.
Hmm. Are all septic systems the same?
No, they're very unique, and you could take the same size house, same number of occupants, and because of the soil variation, in one case where there's good quality soil, the drain field component of that could be a lot smaller than, say, an adjacent home that has poorer quality soil, and they would need more trenches or more trench length in order to get that adequate volume of soil for that water to infiltrate.
Okay. So here's a loaded question. What should homeowners do to maintain their system?
Well, again, what we like to say is a septic system is the most expensive appliance in a home. Okay. If you look at the cost, you're looking at tens of thousands of dollars depending upon the system. And therefore, you know, when we have to spend that sort of money, hopefully we'll take care of things, right?
Right.
And so how do you take care of your septic system? Well, it's pretty straightforward, actually. So you want to have your tank pumped every 3 to 5 years. That's if you have a conventional septic tank. If you're on a advanced treatment or a BAT unit, you're going to want to maintain your service contract annually, and then that service provider will determine when that tank needs to be pumped. So that's number one. Number two is be sure that you don't flush anything other than toilet paper down the drain, okay? And that is huge because toilet paper breaks down real quickly. Things like that are marketed as flushable wipes, they flush, but they can clog the filters or clog the aerators and the pumps. And so it's very, very important not to flush anything other than toilet paper down the toilet. And that includes, you know, you don't want to get rid of any sort of chemicals, for example. It's okay to use a certain amount of, a normal amount of household cleaners, bleach in your, you know, laundry, whatever the case may be. But you don't want to dump, say, a half a bottle of something down the drain, because that can kill off the beneficial bacteria in your system. Another thing that's important to do is be sure that your stormwater is diverted away from your septic system. You don't want extra water laying on top of your drain field, because that soil has to handle all that water plus the wastewater that's being flushed. So you need to divert that somehow through gutters or other means, swales or a French drain around your system to protect your system. So all of this maintenance, those are pretty simple steps. All of those maintenance will go a long way in maintaining your system. And ultimately, that's going to save you money because it's going to prolong the life of your system. So, you know, this is just one topic on septic systems. In future podcasts, we'll talk more about septic systems. But for next podcast, we're going to be talking about all the contaminants out there and what we need to know about those. Think about that. You may be hearing in the news about microplastics or PFAS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are the forever chemicals. They're also everywhere. And so we'll talk about those and many more in the upcoming podcast.
All right. So just a heads up, on March 20th, Andy's going to have a Wednesday Water webinar, and it's going to be answering your questions about septic systems. So if this podcast doesn't answer your questions, his webinar will. So anyway, thank you so much, Andy. It's been great.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.